Chapter 8. And when he came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. And look, a leper came to him and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you want to, you can make me clean. And he stretched out his hand, and touched him, saying, I am willing. Be cleansed. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See that you tell nobody, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, as a testimony to them. And when he came into Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies in the house paralyzed, grievously tormented. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man under authority, having under myself soldiers. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and tell another, come, and he comes, and tell my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard it, he was amazed, and said to those who followed, Truly I tell you, I have not found so great a faith with anyone in Israel. And I tell you that many will come from the east and the west, and will sit down with Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom will be thrown out into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go your way. Let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed in that hour. And when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her. She got up and served him. And when evening came, they brought to him many possessed with demons. He cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, He took our infirmities, and bore our diseases. Now when Jesus saw large crowds around him, he gave the order to depart to the other side. Then a scribe came, and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And another of the disciples said to him, Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, Follow me, and leave the dead to bury their own dead. And when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. And look, a violent storm came up on the sea, so much that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. They came to him, and woke him up, saying, Save us, Lord. We are dying. And he said to them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he got up, rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the people were amazed, saying, What kind of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And when he came to the other side, into the country of the Gadarenes, two people possessed by demons met him there, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that nobody could pass that way. And look, they shouted, saying, What do we have to do with you, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? Now there was a herd of many pigs feeding far away from them. And the demons begged him, saying, If you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of pigs. And he said to them, Go. And they came out, and went into the pigs, and look, the whole herd rushed down the cliff into the sea, and died in the water. And those who fed them fled, and went away into the city, and told everything, including what happened to those who were possessed with demons. And look, all the city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region.